Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and this is the last show in my series on cultivate inner beauty. It's pretty simple. I have an affirmation for you. Yes, I am absolutely beautiful on the inside. Yes, I am absolutely beautiful on the inside. Yes. Oh my God, yes, I am absolutely beautiful on the inside. So recite that to yourself, say it out loud, because if you're beautiful on the inside, then you have to be, right? Remember, whatever is going on in your internal world must be reflected in your external world. That's the way this whole universal energy thing works. And so if you can acknowledge, know, and believe that yes, you are absolutely beautiful on the inside, then you will be beautiful on the outside. So play with it, have fun with it, dance with it, you know, do your exercise and be affirming in your mind or out loud. Yes, I am absolutely beautiful on the inside. Yes, I am absolutely beautiful on the inside. Be doing your chores. Yes, I am absolutely beautiful on the inside. Yes. Yes, yes, I am absolutely beautiful on the inside. Because again, once you lock into, believe, and know, and acknowledge that you are in fact beautiful on the inside, it must be reflected in your external experience. So yes, I am absolutely beautiful on the inside. And if you are reciting this affirmation a lot, and you get to a place where you're like, oh my God, I really don't believe that, then I'd say go back to the shows on clearing out some of the ugliness, because that ugliness isn't real. It's just something that you've taken on, and you can take on a beautiful perspective in exchange for the ugly one. So go back and look at that. And then if you're really, 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 really struggling and you can't get to a place where you believe this affirmation to be true, and you've recited it a bunch, then I would say, yeah, you know, seek some support. You know, maybe if you want, get into some therapy if that feels right. I would also recommend you might want to do a self-esteem workbook, which I've been, oh my God, if you do that stuff, a self-esteem workbook for teens or kids, do a short one, work it cover to cover, trust your intuition as you're moving through it, meaning, hey, you might be doing an exercise and that takes you in another direction, or you look up something. I know I was doing one and it was like a list of qualities, and I was like, oh, I want that one and that one, but I don't really know what those mean. And I went and researched them, and then I created some affirmations around them for myself. And then I looked at experiences in my life that led me to believe I'm not already that thing. And I cleared that out. That's what I mean by trusting your intuition as you work through a workbook, because if the intention going into it is to heal, then your intuition will start firing all the ways in which you need to heal. So it's not necessarily the actual book that's healing you. It's the spirit within you helping you move through that workbook so that you can achieve the result you most desire. And you will feel so good on the other side. I did a bunch of self-esteem workbooks during the pandemic, the first 6 months of the pandemic. And so recently I've been encountering clients that needed to do some self-esteem work, and I've been suggesting doing a workbook. And so I recently did one again, and I just picked one on Kindle Unlimited. I picked one that looked short and easy to get through, and I worked it cover to cover. I let my intuition guide me so that I could heal what needed to be healed. And I kid you not, the next day after I finished the workbook, and I did have to kind of, I'm going to be honest, like I'm a human just like everybody else. I have to kick myself to do the work. And I broke it up in increments. I did it in, like I said, it was on my Kindle. So I did it in 25% increments. I wrote myself a little note in my notebook, and I created little check boxes and made myself, okay, work, you know, check off when I get to 25%, check off when I get to the next 25%, that sort of thing. And I worked through the whole thing. It took me, I definitely hemmed and hawed a little bit around it, but I was able to get through it in about a week, full out, you know, journaling on things, looking at things. I did pick a short book. They're really fun too. Oh my God, self-esteem workbooks are so good. But the next day I felt like a completely different human. I felt powerful. I felt confident. I felt happy. I felt light. The things that would typically kind of send me down a road I don't like going down, I don't feel that anymore. I feel more like myself. It was like such a boost in energy. So I would say go through a self-esteem workbook if you're struggling with this affirmation. And of course, I've already said in this program, look at inner child wounds, because so much, again, of the things that make us forget that we are in fact beautiful does happen in our childhood, you know? So look at that and enjoy the process of becoming your most beautiful self from the inside out. And that is my series. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are ready to expand in ways you've never expanded before, if you are ready to feel better than you've ever felt in your life, if you are ready to create more of what you truly desire, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the up-level intuitive coaching package. Thank you so much for listening to this series. I look forward to working with you. Take care.